Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Somebody keeping a secret from you, lying right to your face? Let us do the dirty work for you. The Z Morning Zoo presents Dirty Work Wednesday.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Scott.
Hey, Scott, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, so I met this girl a couple weekends ago at a wedding, and we both got stuck at, like, the same table. You know, we're both single, so I told her, like, hey, you know, if you need anybody to hang out or dance with tonight, I'm right here.
Aw, that's so sweet. If I was by myself at a wedding, I would definitely take a guy up on that offer.
No, I mean, she did. And we talked during dinner. We got to know each other, did a few shots. We pretty much danced together the entire night. And in fact, people were like coming up to us and asking like, oh, how long have you been together as a couple? And we were like, 45 minutes.
Wow. Okay, so the whole meeting people at a wedding thing actually works then.
I mean, it did for me. Yeah.
Okay, so the connection was there then?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In fact, after the reception was over, we went somewhere else for some drinks, and then I asked if she wanted to crash at my place, so she came over, spent the night.
Wow, okay, wow, way to go, Scott. So you guys went to your, now did you end up,
No. I mean, like, we messed around a bunch, but we didn't end up having sex.
I gotcha. But so you enjoyed each other's company.
Oh, totally. Yeah, and when I tell you I've never clicked with somebody so much in my life. I mean, I remember thinking, this person here could be my next girlfriend.
Wow, that's awesome. Okay, but I'm assuming something went wrong, though, or you wouldn't be calling us.
Yeah, exactly. So here's what went wrong. The next morning, she got up early and asked if I could make her breakfast and said that she had to get going, but she was going to call me. So I wait a day or two, no call, and I'm telling myself, all right, just stay cool, don't ask desperate, don't overreact. Let's just let her make the first move. So I wait, and then there's nothing. So I'm finally thinking, all right, well, what if she lost my phone number, you know, or something? Or like, what if she's been actually trying to reach me? So I sent her a text message asking what she was doing for Memorial Day weekend, and she's like, yeah, I am super busy. And that was the last time I heard from her.
Oh, man. Okay, so she gave you the blow-off.
Yep, pretty much. Wow. And then the thing that I can't understand was, like, guys, the entire night we were having an absolute blast together. And I could tell she was really into me, and I was totally into her, and I have no idea what happened.
So, once again, and we get these all the time, we have somebody who starts out super into you, and then something happens and makes them pull a 180 for no good reason. I can't tell you how many of these we've had to figure out. So I'm assuming that's what you want to know, why she acted so interested that night and now she's not.
Yeah. Like, I just don't know what I did that made her give me the blow off like that. You know?
Yeah.
Is there a possibility that she's married?
No. She's not married because we're both friends with the bride and groom. And they both said to us, oh, my gosh, we're so glad you guys found each other. You're perfect together.
Yeah, I feel like if she was married and at the wedding, like, by herself, somebody would have come up to you and been like, you know, she's married, right?
Yeah, no, she is definitely not married.
Okay, so great time at the wedding, you go for drinks, you come home, you do some heavy petting, and then the next day she's no longer interested. Uh-huh. So that leaves us with the normal line of questioning here. Forgive us for asking. Did you try any weird sexual move on her?
Absolutely not. Nope,
okay.
None of that.
So everything you guys did was pretty much by the book.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Did you go pee-pee or poop in the bed? Like, or have terrible flatulence in your sleep?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Okay. Do you keep a collection of fingernails under your bed anywhere? Something weird like that?
No, that is disgusting.
Because one time that was the reason. Okay, so you have this girl's name, this girl's phone number then?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Give it to us. We'll get her on the phone and we'll find out what's going on, okay?
All right, great.
Hello?
Hi, is this Lindsay?
Yeah, it is. Can I ask who's calling?
This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show. Nick, Natalia, and Shaggy on Z104. How are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're great. So, listen, we were calling you because we asked people this morning if they ever had a date that started great, but then it ended really bad. And we got a text from somebody named Scott. He said he met you at a wedding a few weekends ago. Do you remember meeting Scott?
Yeah, I remember him.
Okay. So he said that things between the two of you started out really great, but ended kind of different. But he said he didn't know why. Does that sound right? Or
Well, sort of. First of all, we never went on a date. I met him at a wedding.
Right. He mentioned that. But he texted us that the whole night he met you seemed to be perfect. But then the next day, he thought you were going to call or text, and then you never did. And he was kind of wondering if there was a reason for that.
Yeah, there was kind of a reason.
Okay, so we want to protect your personal life as much here as possible. So if it's something like, you know, I'm in another relationship, or I was at the time, I mean, we don't need to get into that at all.
Well, no, I'm single.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't another dude then?
No.
Okay. So let's retrace the steps here for a minute. You meet him at a wedding. Was the wedding nice? Did you have fun at the wedding?
Yeah, I had a great time.
Okay. So then he said you guys went for a drink somewhere for a little bit. Did something happen while you guys went for drinks?
Is he listening to us right now?
No. He just texted us.
Oh, okay.
So was it during the drinks then? Did he say something?
No, it wasn't that. Okay, so I'll tell you what happened, but the whole story is, like, ridiculous.
Okay. Well, ridiculous is our forte. So what happened? Bring it on here.
So we go out for drinks after the wedding, and that was fine. And I was really into him, so we went back to his place, but I made it clear that I was, like, that it was just to talk. We were not having sex.
Okay. Did he understand that part?
Yeah, I mean, he was a perfect gentleman, nothing bad.
Okay, good. So, but well, something bad happened at some point, though, correct?
I mean, so he's in the bathroom because he was brushing his teeth and stuff, getting ready for bed. And I was still in the dress, like, I was still in the dress I was wearing from the wedding. So I asked him if I can hang the dress up so it doesn't, like, get wrinkled. And he goes, sure. There's a bunch of hangers in my closet. So I open his closet and I'm looking for a hanger, and I'm moving a bunch of shirts and stuff over, like, to find a hanger. And I see this, like, bright red suit hanging in the back of the closet, almost like if somebody had a Santa Claus suit hiding in their closet or like something.
Oh my god, you slept with Santa Claus?
No, it wasn't that, but I moved everything out of the way to see, and it was a full adult size Power Ranger costume.
Power Ranger, like the TV show, like Go-Go Power Rangers?
Yes. So I yelled, hey, I love your Halloween costume. And he goes, what? And I go, I love the Halloween costume, the Power Ranger. And when I said it, I completely expected him to be all, like, embarrassed and go, oh my god, I'm so sorry you saw that. But that's, like, not what happened at all.
Oh, so, all right, so what did happen?
He goes, oh no, that's not a Halloween costume. That's my cosplay suit. I wear it to all the, he's like, I wear it to all the conventions. And I'm like, what kind of conventions? And he goes, you know, Comic-Con, RangerCon. And he starts naming all these things. like that he goes to.
So was he on the TV show or something? Like, is he like a panelist at these conventions?
No, he just loves Power Rangers and dressing up and acting like a Power Ranger when he goes to these things.
Oh.
And I'm thinking to myself, you're 30 years old and you dress up like a freaking Power Ranger.
I see. Okay. So did you ask him to put on the suit before you made out with him? Or?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I wanted to get the hell out of there immediately, but I had no ride home and I didn't want to wait outside for 30 minutes for an Uber. So I stayed the night and the next morning I got the hell out of there.
I got you. So you like him, but you can't get around the Power Ranger thing.
No. Sorry. I'm not trying to date a grown man who plays like superhero dress up on the weekend.
You know, honestly, I don't blame you. I have never understood the whole grown up costume thing. You know, except on Halloween, that's fine, or a kid's birthday party, but this.
Okay, Lindsay, we'll try to pass on the info for you so Scott knows exactly what happened.
Yeah, I mean, tell him I'm really sorry. I just can't do the whole grown-ups in costumes thing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.